In corporate America, they always come together every certain amount of time of year. They come together to network, to sharpen iron, sharpens iron. And it's crucial for them. Gospel singers, gospel preachers, gospel directors, gospel musicians, those that work on the radio, those that manage. It's crucial that we come together to meet a meeting of minds and to just learn for one another and to check on one another. After the last 3 years, we need a well check. In corporate America, they come together 3 or 4 times a year, maybe every quarterly, to come together to check, to just learn from one another, to reset, redial, replenish. That's one of the things. Jesus did that. He went to Martha and Mary's house to relax, to replenish, to get himself together, to go back and do ministry. There got to be a place that we come together to sit down and talk, to just get ideas from one another, to check on one another.
For 57 years, the Lord has blessed us to use this board meeting to literally begin to strategically plan our convention, which will be Memphis, Tennessee this year. And we use this moment to bring our classes together, our leadership together, in order that they may structure their service for the workshop convention. And they do it in such a marvelous way. Then on Thursday, we have a day where they show us everything that they put together. So for 57 years, we have been strategically setting up our program, which makes the GMWA the greatest gospel music conference in the world. So I want to just challenge everybody out there that everybody's invited, especially to our night sessions and even those in the day sessions. If you want to be a part of somebody, this is the planning session. This is the moment where we get it all together. This is where the bricks and the mortar get put in place before we see the big, beautiful building. So I want to just challenge you to make sure that you're a part of it.
We're actually so blessed to have our chairman, Mr. Jameson, that's our visionary, that's been keeping the gospel music workshop alive on the forefront, on the cutting edge, to find out what's necessary, what's new, how do we heal our people, what's the next thing that needs to happen in the musical industry. So Mr. Jameson has been forthcoming with so many artists, as well as musicians, as well as preachers, to keep us on the cutting edge and make sure we are servicing our delegates. For 57 years, as Bishop Willis has already said, we want to remain to be the best music workshop convention in the world.
There are a few ways that we play in our community. Bishop Jameson has always been a person of the community and of the city that we go in to try to impact it. So many different missions, ministries are going out in the street to touch homes and deal with the homeless. And the beautiful thing about our convention is it is always mission minded. We go out into the street every single year, whatever community we're in, to impact the homeless community there and to impact those who are less fortunate than some of us. And so our goal is to not only bring revenue to a city, but also to bring ministry to a city. And that is the vision of our Bishop Albert Jameson, to make sure that we do more than just sing, that we are feeding the homeless, that we are clothing, we're doing the ministry of Jesus Christ while we're in the city. Not just that, we also open up our doors to our local choirs, our local members, our local bodies, to be able to come and be a part and sing and minister. It is not just all of us coming in. The local community has a major part that makes us what we are. So we strategically choose cities where we can impact in a mighty way.
Absolutely. We also meet with the pastors in that community to see what their needs might be, because we're not a church. We are a convention. And we want them to come and to be a part of what we are doing, because we are training their members to go back to their churches and serve. The Academic Department of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, we are the largest floating university in the world. And we train musicians, Sunday school teachers, ushers, nurses, drummers, you name it, singers, directors. We train them how to go back and serve in their local church. It's where everybody is somebody. That's what our founders, theme, and Bishop Jameson has kept that right in the forefront of making everybody feel like somebody and letting everyone know the part for you to play. And our vision is large enough here at GMWA to include you on it. And we'll give you a platform where you can minister your choir can minister. You'll get an opportunity to get dates to keep you busy for the entire year, just attending one convention of the Gospel Music Workshop of America and being able to minister. We ask all of the choirs, soloists, directors to work through your local chapter. Everywhere we go, we have a local chapter. As you work towards your local chapter, you'll be able to come to the national convention. It will be a life-rewarding experience for you. The one-man show is over, so networking and collaboration is extremely important. Our chairman, Mr. Jameson, is down to earth. He's hands-on. You'll see him walking through the hallways, speaking to everyone. Everybody will get an opportunity to meet with him, those that need to meet with him. I'm just saying he is not up in the sky somewhere unattached to what's going on. He is in the midst with the people and trying to meet the needs that they may have, or the churches may have, or the choirs may have. So he is the voice that brings us all together and makes sure that we're all doing what God has called us to do.
If you've known us, then you come, we have people from other countries. Northern Cal was one of our biggest counterparts, where we had many people from different nationalities would come through Northern Cal, the late Helen Stevens. If you look on some of our films and you see where we had the Chinese, we had the Polish, we had the Russian, we had all kinds of people, the Bahamas, we have them all that come. It's a place where everybody is somebody. That's the statement. That's what we stick by. Everybody is somebody.
The academic department, we have over 70, 75 educators, seminary trained, who are all degreed, and we offer over 50 different courses every convention. And those courses are based on the needs that our delegates may have. And that's everything from learning how to play, or learning how to write songs, or directing. It's liturgical dancing. It is the business of gospel music. It is just bridging the gap between the pastor and the musician. It is all of the things that are going on in our churches today. Even some things about the post-pandemic. How do we minister in this post-pandemic era? So all of those courses, the students, delegates will be able to partake in. We have three different times of classes, 7:30, I believe 9, and then one at noon or so. And then in addition to that, we also have daily bread, which is something that Bishop Jameson has instituted at the GMWA, that have a message that can minister to God's people. So many people that are working at the GMWA who come to GMWA, they're burnt out from their churches. They're burnt out from life is happening for all of us. So we've come to GMWA, and that's what we get: revived, renewed, restored, replenished. And we try to have Bishop Jameson is, the Lord really uses him with who to bring, who to minister, and who to bless the people. And every year, people leave saying, it was good for us to be here.
Education is one of the essential themes of the GMWA. We've seen it throughout the life of GMWA through the academic division. And not just the academic division, you can receive training on all levels of ministry in the GMWA. One of the most beautiful things is you will meet some of the most greatest musicians, greatest master workshop, choir masters, all of these things. You can receive that wealth of knowledge, one through what Bishop said, and that is the moment where we're networking with one another. But then there are strategic courses throughout the ministry, and where you can find them all day, every day, through quartet division, through the mass choir. It's information upon information. Those who like the younger music through CAD, our contemporary adult division, through every part of our ministry, there is influential people who can make sure they train you, set you on a path towards where your ministry can be highly effective in your church, in your hometown. GMWA is full of training. It is full of training, full of education. And the academic division is one part, but then there are major parts throughout the entire meeting where you can continue to be strengthened, where you can leave refueled. Bishop Barr said you can burn out, but when you come, you can receive so much new information until you can be refueled that you can take it back to your hometown, your church, and then you can grow. And so training is a great part of our body, and it will continue to be through Deans and all of these great things that GMWB got going on.
We said, recharge and replenish those three things.